Team Joy Podcast, Episode 10. I am your host, Matthew Champion, and with me tonight I have Doug Scott.
Howdy ho.
Alex Rubens.
Hey there.
Ben Sweeney.
This is the future.
And your favorite asshole, Jason Samsel.
You can go suck a fucking fat pile of dog shit, Matt.
No. That seems like it would taste awful.
What's that insult?
Taste? Where did taste come into that?
Well, look, if you're...
Your vagina...
On it,
stay on target, fellas.
Yes.
Wait, didn't you say
stay
something?
On target.
Stay on target.
Exactly.
No.
You've turned off your targeting computer.
I'm using the
stay
force.
Stay on target.
This is a totally unguided episode, so you guys are in for a worse treat than usual.
Yeah, not better. Like the collective bullshit we had with Boners and Mr. Thrifty near Michael DeMauro as last, no, not 2 weeks ago, because like somebody decided, like, oh, I slept for too long. My name's Matthew Champion.
No, I was doing
the fucking world.
I was doing homework.
No, there was no podcast last week because I upset Matt.
And I was doing homework. Also, we had nothing to talk about. Surprise.
Oh, wow. When do we ever have something to talk about?
Good point. So, Doug?
Yeah?
What have you been playing?
Well, I'm going to talk about two games that I know Jason doesn't want to hear about at all. The first is Bastion.
Well,
no
wait on that. We'll wait till all of us go through, because I'm going to talk about that too, so we'll just
okay.
Wait.
I didn't even start playing it yet. You better not spoil anything.
We'll spoil everything for you, Sweeney.
Yeah, no.
By the way, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh,
I was thinking about saying that, but it's just such a lame spoiler to use. I don't know.
Wait, that was
the narrator is the kid's father. He's also Darth Vader.
The kid, I am
so,
the father.
Wow, that's not too original.
I know that was a horrible impression of Darth Vader, and I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's
the kid is dead. The kid's name is Swordfish.
No, the kid in Inception?
No, because...
So what else besides Bastion?
I've been recently playing Ocarina of Time on my Nintendo 64, not on the 3DS.
Ah.
That's old. Keep moving.
Okay. I've been playing Infamous 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Also, yeah. But how are you liking it? Because you're a newly owned PlayStation owner.
Yeah. Infamous 2 is really good after about 4 hours of some stupid bullshit.
Once
you get to like the mid to high range like powers and stuff, then it becomes really good. And once you get like, you almost have to play as a good guy to get a certain power, the ice jump. Otherwise, like, the locomotion in that game is just pretty awful for an open world superhero game.
So would you say the locomotion derails you?
Yes, the locomotion derails me.
Now, the problem is you need to know how to play it, right? Because I have no problem with it, and I'm pretty smooth at like
I'm obviously playing it wrong when I'm climbing up buildings and stuff. No, the climbing mechanic's not good. It's not fun to get from point A to point B. Like, when Prototype came out...
Oh, God, that game was awful.
That game wasn't too bad.
It was awful.
I hate this comparison when you compare the two of them, because they're really nothing alike.
I'm gonna say
they both have bald dudes and came out at the same time. That's really, like, the only comparison that you can make.
And you know what the better game was at the same time that those games overshadowed?
Red Faction.
That was the better game out of the three.
Well,
I don't think I can say that it got overshadowed. I think that game got a lot of praise.
But everyone's like, oh, Prototype versus Infamous, because we can compare the two.
We'll do the debate between Battlefield and Modern Warfare.
Well, it's not that far of a stretch to compare the two. I mean, they're similar games, but...
Yeah, because one's a PS3 exclusive and the other was an Xbox exclusive. I know it wasn't, but that's how sort of the debate started to sound like.
Well, Prototype was awful, and Infamous 2 is apparently good. We lost Doug in our call, so
good. Don't need a son of a bitch anymore.
It's probably going to happen a lot, so bear with us. But
yay, I
love Doug.
We're done talking about Infamous 2.
Okay, the locomotive is bad until you get the ice jump, and then it gets marginally better
for Doug.
I actually played that game a bit at a preview event for that, and they had every single power turned on with full energy and everything. And I found it to be not as much fun as it would be just sort of progressing through the game. Because when you can just sit there and force push entire buildings over.
Hi, I'm Alex. I got to play it as a preview event because I'm important.
I'll be honest with you, Alex. You can do that like with one of the first powers anyway.
Yeah. Yep. And I keep on thinking that like every time, you know, Cole says, oh, the beast is coming. I keep on thinking fucking Patrick Swayze wrecking havoc on the East Coast. Because that was the last thing he did before he died, was the Beast.
Cole Train's coming.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, Coltrane. God, I hate Gears of War.
Oh, shit. Great, man. You just lost us other listeners that we kind of not had.
That's okay, I had fun with the Gears 3 beta. That's about it.
I didn't. I think the multiplayer sucks, and that's kind of silly because, like, Unreal's fucking good at making multiplayer games. Or Epic is. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Jason, what have you been playing?
Saints Row 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good shit. Better than fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Have you smacked anyone with dildos lately?
I said not the third one. I said the second game because the third one doesn't come out until the same day as Assassin's Creed Revelations comes out, and that's going to be a fucking expensive day because I'm buying both, motherfuckers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool story.
Stick it to the man.
I'll be okay. You can suplex a motherfucker.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've seen Saints Row 2, and it looks like a blast. I've just never actually played it.
Oh, Jesus. It's like everything absurdly stupid with open world games, it's in it. It's like, you want to go, like, I mean, the game begins where you're getting out of prison and your friend Johnny Gat is up for trial and you go walking in with guns to free him. And then you just do a bunch of other stupid shit, like spray shit on the fucking, on buildings and then do insurance fraud missions and it's so fun.
And I've heard you're down with spraying shit on buildings.
I'm always. Well, I'm going to spray shit in my pants probably sometime during this fucking podcast. So I'm not talking hypothetical shit from my mouth. I'm talking about the shit from my ass because I've been eating a lot of peanuts lately.
Kids, this is what happens when you pass 30.
I really don't know how to respond.
You start shitting your pants.
Yep. I mean, Jason is an old codgety man.
Yeah, I'm like, what was it last time, Doug? 54? So I'm probably up to like 72 by now.
Yeah, every time I try and remember what his age is, it goes up exponentially.
Nice.
I'm 32, people.
So in about 5 minutes, you're going to be 85?
Yup.
Probably something like that. Now that he's reset it back to 32, he'll be back in the 40s. But, I mean, Jason, did you take your Ginkgo Biloba tonight?
No, I didn't. Well, okay. See, what else have I been playing? I've been playing Portal 2 because I haven't beaten that yet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How long has it taken you? Because I know I beat that game in, like, 2 sittings and did nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, see, okay, Alex, you may or may not know this, but I have kids. I have a wife.
He's also 50 years old.
Yep. And
what?
He was waiting on me to somehow get it to work on Steam so that way we could play co-op together.
No, but you play co-op after you beat single player.
It does. I have it on Steam.
It does.
It totally fucking matters. Co-op is the epilogue.
Well, is it? Well, Matt.
I still haven't played it. I don't.
Well, I don't use my Steam account, and I'll send you my fucking information.
Sweet, I'm going to buy all the games.
No, you won't, because the fucking credit card won't work. I had to cancel that because, you know, Sony's craptacular fucking service.
Oh, fair enough.
What else I've been playing? Oh, Battlefield. You know that game?
Yeah.
You know that game, Matt?
I think so.
That's an awesome game.
Matt supposedly is done with it.
I'm just kind of burnt out on it right now.
No, no, you said you were completely done with it.
No, I said I'm burnt out.
Like, completely burnt out, and you weren't going to play it again until Battlefield 3 came out.
I never said that.
You totally did.
No, you're putting words in my mouth, you ass.
I'm reading what you wrote in this conversation you wrote to me.
Nope. Is that all you've been playing, Jason?
No. Hey, Doug, what have you been playing? Oh, right, right. I talked about you. Alex, what have you been playing?
I'm the host here, you ass.
I know.
Just because you said that, Sweeney.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
No, I get in trouble because he was acting out. I don't.
Yep.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben, what have you been winning? Because you don't play anything. You just win.
I don't play anything because I'm too busy winning it. No, I've actually been traveling a lot lately, so I've been playing a lot of travel games. I've been playing Tiny Towers. I picked up. What?
That game is awful.
I can't go there anymore.
I hit 40.
Well, it's a good time waster.
I hit 42 floors, and it's not fun.
I feel like that's the issue that it is a time waster, because I know that today I turned off push notifications. I actually got some work done. It was pretty great.
Yeah, no, like, I got tired of constantly just tapping restock. Stock this. Restock. Stock this. Oh, I should probably move someone up from the first floor. But it takes 9 years, even though I have the better elevator.
And see, that
I don't have the best elevator. I'm the only person on my friend's list who has the best elevator, so I don't want to hear it.
I didn't say I had the best. I said I had the better.
Oh, you should save up for the gold one.
No, because I'm done playing it.
And that's
well, by the time we go back, you'll have lots of tower bucks.
Probably not.
And moving along.
And that solidifies my belief that fucking iPod game or fucking iPod fucking suck.
Okay, no. I finished, I'll talk about this later. I'll talk about when I get around.
I also picked up Super Brothers Swords and Sorcery. I got through the first two acts in that game. That's actually a very good game. I'm actually really surprised.
I've got a request for you guys playing Swords and Sorcery.
I just finished.
Turn that Twitter thing off.
It's optional. It's not on automatically.
Yeah, turn it off. Keep it off. No. Do not turn it on.
I only did it.
No, I like the funny things.
I only did the major ones. Like,
I know.
I got this triangle and the other triangle.
And you sent out like 20 things in an hour.
I sent out two.
It was a lot.
Because it was when I finished the game.
It was a lot.
Doug. Shut up.
I'm almost as cogitating as Jason.
What did you just say, you little fucking whippersnapper? I'll come over there and beat your fucking ass. I'll fucking take your goddamn money.
Get off my lawn.
Shut up. Shut up, you little fucker. Give me some fucking whiskey, you fucking...
I totally picture Jason with, like, a tumbler full with whiskey. Like, six fingers of whiskey. He's like, this is dinner tonight.
That's a pretty sweet dinner. Yeah. Anything else, sweetie?
Yeah, I've been playing Ocarina of Time on my overpriced 3DS.
You suck. You didn't win on that one.
They got you good, fucker.
I got it for... I only paid $30 for it, so I don't think it was that expensive. And last but not least, I beat From Dust.
Oh, yeah?
On the Xbox Live Arcade.
How good is that?
It depends what kind of game you're looking for. It's...
A fun
game? It's like your usual God game, and it's not... You don't have as much control as a normal God game. It's more like if you play through the story, it's like here's a puzzle and you have to find out what to do. It's not until the final level of the game that you get free control of everything. Like you can do whatever you want on the final level and you can build whatever you want. But up until that point, there's always puzzles of like, you know, like a tsunami's coming, but you have to find out how to be able to get to this part with the tsunami that hits every 3 minutes and the volcano that's erupting on the other side. And so you have to, I mean, there's specific ways to beat each level, so.
It sounds like you're just a bad god.
You're not a god. You're never actually a god. You're controlling, they call it the breath. You're controlling the breath. I mean, it's $15. It's 12 levels of a single player going through, and then there's, what is it, like 50 challenges or 30 challenges?
Halitosis.
You're a robot, man.
So I have no idea what you just said, Doug.
All I got out of that was halitosis.
Yeah. So, Mr. Roboto.
Sweeney, if you were going to, if you had paid for it, would you be satisfied?
He did pay for it.
I'm assuming you won.
the game is very beautiful, and I wouldn't regret spending $15 on it, though. I think it should probably be more around 10, which is the same feeling I'm having with Bastion, though I haven't gotten very far in that game yet. So, but I mean, for the extra $5, I don't think I like lost money on it. There's worse games out there for $15, but if you play the demo, I haven't played the demo, so I don't know what levels it is, but if you play the demo, I'm sure it's exactly the same thing as the whole game is. So if you like the demo and you enjoy doing that, that's what the whole game is.
So the final version is there's worse games for $15.
Yes. I would say it's probably not strongest of the Summer of Arcade titles, but it's not the weakest one.
If you were going to give it a 1 out of 5, no like halfsies or anything, just 1 through 5, pick a number.
I would probably give it a 4.
A 4?
I mean, I enjoyed it, but I was excited for that one.
Because it sounds like you were going to be giving it a 3.
No. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I wanted to beat it. I mean, there's not really any story, and there is a very basic story, and when you beat the end, it's just like, oh, that's what the whole story was. That was pretty simple. And every single cutscene in between each level is pretty much one of two cutscenes. So you see the same cutscene over and over again. Okay. And yeah, it looks nice, but it's like same cutscene.
How's the cover mechanic?
Well, you make the cover. You make it.
Okay.
You hit right trigger to make the cover, and then you hit A to hide behind it.
Speaking of games in which you made cover, you know which game would have been really good if they had put some effort into it?
Fracture?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care about that game.
I really enjoyed the demo for that game.
Who did it?
Wasn't that done by LucasArts?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Which explains why it was a failure.
Yeah. Hey, LucasArts also, about 80 years ago used to be fucking awesome.
Is this 80 years ago?
Yeah, 80 years ago.
For him, it might be.
Yeah, it's because he's senile.
Because 100 years ago, I'm 100 years old now, so like back in my teenage years, LucasArts used to make good games all the way around. And you little whippersnappers wouldn't know that, would you? Because you're just like, oh.
I love playing LucasArts games on the Super Nintendo. They were so good.
Shut up.
I don't know what happened.
You know what I played on the Super Nintendo? Mario Paint.
Yeah. You know what I played on the Super Nintendo? A lot of fucking games. That's what I did.
I never owned one. I had to play it at my friend's house.
Speaking of Super Nintendo, I must say...
Well, you're 18. You have an excuse.
Comparing from dust to...
You're not shy of balls yet by the time Super Nintendo
came out. Jason, shut up. Go ahead, Sweeney.
I was just saying, speaking of Super Nintendo, comparing From Dust to, like, Eric Chahi's original, and the one that's original, but, like, I was expecting it to live up to Out of This World, and... I don't know. I mean, Out of This World's a very simple game, but I got more wrapped into the world in Out of This World than I did From Dust. Like, I was more engrossed in the story, even though there wasn't really that big of a story. And if anyone else has ever played that game, I don't know. But
And for our fans overseas, it's called Another World.
Yes, it is. And if you haven't played that game, I'm sure it's coming out for the iPad soon, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's an amazing game.
Yes, at Good Old Games, where they got an anniversary edition of.
You need to plug some headphones in.
Oh, God.
And everything that you're telling us about this game, saying that you're giving it a 4.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. That game was so good. Like, there is no way I knew any game could live up to it. Not, I mean, it's a completely different game. You can't really compare the two games other than the same person was involved with both of them. I mean, that would be like trying to compare a flying carpet from, you know, back in the day from Peter Molyneux to Fable 3. I mean, just...
Magic carpet. You know.
Yeah, whatever it was called.
Sweeney?
That was
Sweeney?
An amazing
Sweeney?
Game, though.
Yeah, it was, dude. I
Sweeney.
Enjoyed the shit out of
Jason,
it.
Jason, shut up for a fucking second. Sweeney, can you please turn down your speaker on your iPad just a smidgen?
Yes, I can't hear it. So if I'm
well, it keeps back. It just keeps echoing.
Everything we say echoes. Okay,
I'm sorry. Just let me know. Should be better
I'm sorry.
Now.
Proceed.
Yeah. So is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's everything I have.
Yeah,
I didn't win any of that. So there you go. I didn't win anything.
Oh my God!
It you might didn't win that one off. Game.
I got a lot of good deals, but I didn't win any of it. But I can say right now, I didn't pay full price for From Dust, Bastion, or Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. Each game cost me less than about $5. So,
I hate you, Alex.
Yes.
Tell us what you have been playing.
I've been playing. Well, I played some Misplaced Man. I quit that game out of frustration.
How far did you get?
Halfway through World 2.
Okay, I'm on like...
Maybe latter part of World 2.
I'm on 213 right now, and my TV is very close to having a big hole in it.
I broke a controller.
Oh, come on. I beat that game. That was too easy.
I've never broken a controller before. Like, never thrown it, never anything. I punched the controller. Now I have a thumbstick that just wiggles around because it's disconnected.
Sounds like a person problem.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
They might have some medicine for that.
Jason might have some medicine for that.
But if it lasts longer than 4 hours, you might want to see a doctor.
Fucking hell, I'm punching my controller. My joystick and buttons are broken. And wipe them around. It's all loose and shit.
So, Miss Lovett, that's $10, right?
Yeah, don't pay that.
I want to pay that. I loved Explosion Man, though.
Yeah. Okay, did you beat Explosion Man?
Yes.
So, you know how that game got pretty hard at the end?
Yes.
That's like 1-3 of Miss Explosion Man.
I'm okay with that.
I disagree. I mean, I've made it this far. I quit Explosion Man halfway through it because I don't like super challenging games. And I've persevered this far, and like something in me is like striving to continue and actually beat it.
What do you call the car, like the flying car sections? That's the dumbest freaking area I've
that's
ever
just,
seen.
That's just a bad area, but I hope that I'm behind it.
Well, it took me till there's like 8 per world. It's the most frustrating thing ever.
I find it less frustrating than the, hey, we're going to send you flying through the air and you've got you've got half a second timing to hit this barrel in the middle of the air.
I find that okay, though. Because it's like the cars, when you explode, smoke and gas goes everywhere, or smoke and glass goes everywhere. And then you have to try and navigate to the next one. Half the time you just fall straight off the end. The other half, you slide like Mario on Super Mario 64 on the ice or something. It's just, you can't, like, the hit detection is so horrible. And when you actually do land on something, it's too late because you have to, like, do a speed run to get to the area on time. It's so frustrating. I probably spent,
that's
45
the hardest
minutes
part of the whole
first
game.
Yeah, but there's, like, 8 of them. It's not one part. They do it over and over again.
Yeah, I didn't like the part in the beta when I did that. One of the levels had those stupid little damn cars.
To read other Team Joy member Tim Lanning's views on Miss Explosion Man, check out his new review on thriftynerd.com.
I see what you did there.
That was sneaky.
No, really, you should check it out. It's a good review.
Yeah, it is.
He hates it as well.
Does he really?
We're probably friends.
I haven't actually read it.
He gave it a 3. You guys are awful.
Out of what?
5
out of what? Oh, okay.
Out of 5.
You consider 3 out of 5 hating a game?
No. He had a lot of same complaints that you have. It got very frustrating. I don't even hate
the game. I just feel like it's a game. It's a good game with such major flaws that I cannot, like, I like it and I want to keep on playing it. I just can't because it's so immensely frustrating and the checkpoints are so not generous. They're like the dumbest thing ever.
You know, it's like my views on Swarm. Did you ever play Swarm?
I downloaded it, played it for like 3 minutes, went, this is stupid.
Yeah. That's what I did with the demo. It was
skip the parts in Miss Explosion Man if you get you keep doing it over and over again.
But then you bring apart the curse.
Yeah, you get a fat ass, and then it gets you 9,999, and I'm not going to do that.
What do you
can go back to it when you get better.
What's the penalty for skipping a level in Miss Explosion Man?
You get the highest time.
Ever. Well, right. But like in Explosion Man, you had to wear the pink tutu in the next level.
Oh, you get a fat ass.
Ah.
I see what they did.
That's funny.
That's funny.
And a song plays about how fat it is.
I'm surprised women groups haven't fucking started.
Wait. Oh, is that when Butts comes on?
They get mad about and they get mad about the collecting of shoes as well.
Well, his name is Miss Explosion Man, so
yeah, we didn't hear guys crying because guys like because we had to collect cake. It's because guys like cake, girls like shoes.
I don't like cake.
What'd you want them to do?
Well, you're a monster.
Have them collect something dumb.
I just don't fucking like cake. So what?
No, he'd rather have a prune smoothie.
Yeah, because wonder why? Because I like this shit.
Really? We didn't know this.
I check my shit for fiber. Okay.
He pokes it with a stick.
But the thing is, it's really easy. He has to take off the Depends and then look at it from there. He doesn't have to fish through the toilet bowl.
Changes his diaper and then just leaves it at random places at a grocery store.
You guys better be fucking careful because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to fucking leave a big old pile of diapery shit on your fucking front porch someday during PAX.
Oh, God.
We'll be in the same hotel room probably.
Yep. You may wake up with my ass in your face. So you better not, any of you motherfuckers better not do me wrong.
Yeah, that's what he means
by front porch.
I'll just find a hotel that's not like wheelchair accessible.
You'll see me come on, you'll be all crotchety looking and all old and wrinkly with a fucking fifth of whiskey and then be like, oh, you motherfucker, team drive forever. Woo.
Wait, now you're something like an old Irishman?
Yep, I'm gonna be burning you with a fucking cigar. This game is a dick.
I feel like this podcast took an aggressive turn in like the last like minute and a half.
This is part of the course.
No, Jason's gonna be slapping every cosplayer's ass, like attractive cosplayer.
Or sniffing it, one of the two.
Yeah. Like, oh dearie, I dropped my pen. Could you pick that up for me?
What else besides Miss Explosion Man?
I played a little bit of Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Should I buy it?
Yes.
Okay.
Good enough. 15. I mean, that's not. I haven't played enough to tell you for sure, but yes.
It's a good possibility.
Yeah.
$15.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. It's very beautifully animated, if that makes sense, and the whole grabbing and shooting and your spaceship with a little claw arm is a really neat mechanic. I like it. I like it a lot, and it makes me think of, this is kind of a weird thing to think of when you're playing this game, but it makes me think of Shadow Complex a lot, just because of the caverns and checking the map every so often to try and figure out where to go.
That's what the Giant Bomb guys were saying in their quick look.
Plagiarism.
I apologize.
Major Nelson said that as well.
And that's what the Inside Xbox video said as well.
Even so. More plagiarism.
I don't think you play it, Alex Rubens.
This is what I get for like one time not looking at a game before, like looking at everyone else's coverage, and then I get accused of awful. Great.
I wasn't accusing you of anything. I was just saying that you're not the only one that felt that way. It's these assholes.
Sway.
So, excuse me. In theory,
no, no, Sweeney didn't say anything.
Complex.
That was all me.
I said Major Nelson said that. Yeah, you both, shadow complex. Both? We shouldn't pick up this game. Okay.
You both?
Okay.
All right.
It looks like Super Metroid.
I don't know.
And Limbo.
Wait. What?
Yeah, it does look Limbo. Like Limbo.
Like, no, wait. No, there's a bigger issue here.
He's a baby.
You haven't played Super Metroid.
No.
Limbo.
What the fuck? You got a Wii.
Shut up.
I didn't play Limbo either.
I didn't either.
Don't worry.
It scared me.
No one gives a shit about that game.
Today I gave someone my 3-pack to borrow for his kids that had Trials HD, Explosion Man, and Limbo. I said, oh, have them play Limbo. They'll love it. I'm just waiting for him to come back like 3 days later like, you made my kids cry. They're scared of giant spiders now.
Good.
Limbo.
They deserve it. No. But you, like, do you have a Wii?
No. Well, somewhere. I don't know where it is.
In his pants.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back.
So well, anyway. No,
Wii Motion Plus.
No, you should seriously actually probably somehow play Super Metroid because that is a fucking phenomenal game.
Well, when I find my Wii, I will do that. Limbo. Can we kick him out of the podcast?
Stop saying Limbo.
Fuck Limbo.
Oh, what? Yeah.
No, we lost Doug again.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, now he's gone.
He must be lost.
Yeah, he's back.
Oh, he's back. This is good radio.
Doug.
This isn't radio. This is podcast. This shit's all pre-recorded. It's not like we're doing this live anyway.
I am.
Oh, shit.
Alex, we'll do it live.
People are only hearing half the conversation. I only hear what Alex is saying.
Alex, you're a great contribution to this show. You're a great member of society for doing this. We look highly upon you now.
But
I'm pretty sure that you're being sarcastic. But
nope, I'm not.
What else have we been playing here? This has gone on too long.
I kind of played a lot of Bad Company 2 for PC, but you guys all know about that. Then I went back and played some Neo Geo Pocket Color just because I was
super.
I enjoyed that.
You just gave
did you pick
Jason,
up
like,
did you pick up Limbo for it?
God. Oh,
shut up, Sweeney.
That's why I wish I could like make Xbox avatar shit because I'll actually make the shirt that says I hate Ben Sweeney.
This podcast would be only about 20 to 30 minutes if we didn't like mock each other.
This podcast would suck even more.
Any podcast without Limbo sucks.
God damn it, Sweeney. So that's all you've been playing?
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Matthew?
That means it's my turn.
I played Team Fortress.
Sorry. Nice. Okay. Well, that's a normal staple now. So I think I played some TF2 at some point. I don't really remember. I finished the Sorcery. It's really good. The ending is fantastic. Also, don't play it at 3 a.m. because it will make sleeping very awkward. And then I've been playing... I've been playing Bastion, mostly. And it's a fantastic game. Did you like it, Doug?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'd like to quarterback. If you'd stop playing Ocarina of Time for long enough, you probably can pay attention.
How long is the game?
I finished it. Okay, I don't remember.
Alex?
Me. Alex, stop that right now. Stop Kirby with Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It's Hot. Because while it's a fantastic song, we don't want to hear it.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
So, Doug, what is your favorite weapon combination?
For the majority of the time, until you get that super awesome weapon at the end of the game, I use the scatter gun and the hammer.
Okay, I don't like the hammer. It's too slow for me.
I know, but they kept saying that it was, that the hammer was the kid's oldest friend. So I was like, well, I had kind of like required to use that.
Yeah, I don't ever use it because it's stupid slow.
Dude, you can get like over 150 damage on one hit with that thing.
I know, awesome. But I normally use either the musket or the dual pistols, and then the machete.
Machete?
No, the machete.
I hate you so much.
What, you don't like my pronunciation?
How long? Machete?
No. How long is it, Sweeney? I don't know. I beat it in about 2 to 3 sittings, maybe.
I did it in 2.
Depends on how long you play it, I guess.
I'd say probably 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, for the straight up campaign, if you do any of the side stuff.
Depends on how dedicated.
It's about twice as long as Limbo, but the same price.
We're not getting into the price versus the amount of time because it's the most dumb argument ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And you'll give me a brain tumor.
You give me an aneurysm.
As he chokes on his own spit.
I'm coughing up
one. It wasn't spit.
It's a super great game. It's got a wonderful art style and fantastic presentation.
That narrator, oh my god.
The narrator is great, and it really is.
Yes,
Sweeney, why don't you hold your stupid ginger tongue for like 30 seconds while the grown ups talk?
I'm older than you. I don't want to hear it, youngin.
You don't have a soul.
Gingers have soul.
So I do have to say,
what?
Did you music remind you of anything, Doug? There might be a lot of Diablo 2.
You said that. I think I can see where you're coming from. The music in it is fucking fantastic. It's got this bluegrass epic / Bollywood feel to it.
Yeah.
Bollywood?
That sounds like it's
here. You're robotic.
Auto-tune the Doug.
You know.
But yeah, pretty much you should play it. That means all of you guys in this podcast right now should play it and finish it for next week, and we will spoil it for everyone because I want to talk about the ending, but I can't because Sweeney's ginger face.
Sweet, it has nothing to do with the game being finished. It's just because of Sweeney.
Yeah, it's all Sweeney's fault. I do want to talk about it, but I just can't because I don't want to ruin it for everyone and. I don't think anyone else, Doug and I, just spoiled the very end.
And get all 7 Sage Shields and prove that you're able to go fight Ganondorf and unite the Triforce.
I have to do this. I'm sorry. So, I had to kick Doug. But
asparagus.
You should.
Hey.
A little warning would have been nice.
I gave you one.
I didn't hear it. Type it out.
That's not my fault.
All I heard is, I have to do this. I'm sorry. That was it. That's well, like that's the equivalent of dragging me out back and putting me down like Old Yeller. Not like, hey, Doug, I'm going to hang up and call you back in a second. No,
that's what you guys are going to do to me when I hit 150.
I'm sorry, Jason.
By next week, you're gone.
Oh, fuck. Well, guess what, Alex? You're about to have a wife and 2 kids, then.
He just put you in his will.
You motherfucker. You think you can get away with that easily?
I've known you 30 seconds. Take my children!
No, I've been on the friends list for a while. I've known him for about a month or so. John says, what could... John Perry's like, hey, this is this member of Team John. It's like, okay, what's up, dude?
Yeah. No... We actually haven't initiated him yet.
Yeah, no. Let's do that right now. So, Jason, tell Alex about your vasectomy.
No, we talked about that for 5
hours. No, because we talk about my balls way fucking too much.
They do tend to come up a lot. They just float.
That's because he brings them up.
I don't break nothing up.
People's front porch all the time.
I'm just trying to impress all the young ladies come walking on by, you know?
So that's what we've been playing. Go by Bastion. Tell us what you think of it, especially if you disagree. Well, if you disagree with us, don't tell us because we don't care.
Nope.
We only want to know how much you love it.
Make sure you compare it to Limbo.
If you do that, you will not be allowed to listen to this podcast ever again.
I think the only way you can compare it to Limbo is that it's got a very solid and simple gameplay mechanic, and it's got a very unique presentation. So like Braid and like Limbo, it's that Summer of Arcade release that's really pretty and really unique and also really simple yet a lot of fun.
You know, the only reason I'm comparing it to Limbo is because I'm trying to say Limbo as many times as I possibly can in this podcast.
Well, if you keep that, then maybe they'll sponsor us, because for some reason, Battlefield won't.
And if you keep saying Limbo, I'm going to put you in Limbo, Ben Sweeney. And you can live it for real.
New Team Joy game.
For
Limbo.
Those... So let's talk some news.
Limbo.
Shut the fuck up. That came out last year. Man, I just kicked this bitch in the fucking ovaries in Saints Row.
Okay. This is some news.
Glad to know we have your full attention.
Yes. If we'll go with whatever news you guys want to talk about. But first, there apparently Battlefield 3 will probably be shipping with an online pass.
Surprise.
Surprise.
So, I hope it's more like the VIP pass with Bad Company 2 versus the... Nope. You have to pay $10 to play online type shit.
No, okay. I think they'll definitely keep it so you can get some free DLC with it, because Modern Warfare 3 is coming out this year, and there'll be map packs for $15 with those. And yeah.
When you buy it. You get the back to Kirkland map pack.
Well, yeah.
You get a map.
No, it's not a
future map.
It's several maps.
Okay.
But
we're still talking about future maps.
Right. There's still going to be more maps down the road. Hopefully they won't just rehash conquest maps and put them in rush mode.
They said they made a mistake with Bad Company 2, that they lost out on lots of sales by doing it that way.
They also didn't come out with any new maps until the last update.
And there were a couple. They came out as Conquest one month, and then the next pack they switched that one to Conquest Rush or whatever. I confuse myself. But more Battlefield 3 news, which is there's retailer specific pre-order bonuses.
Yeah,
which is retarded, but all pre-orders will receive the limited edition of Battlefield 3 and thus the Back to Karkin map pack. And then GameStop is offering the timed exclusive Physical Warfare DLC pack, and Power Up Rewards members will also snag a copy of the strategy guide.
Hey, I'm down for that.
Which will super help. Best Buy pre-orders will get the Spec Act kits, which is the different skins.
I need to know if there's achievements related to that. Where I'm ordering.
I know. And then Amazon pre-orders will include a pack of exclusive multiplayer dog tags.
Yay.
See, I'm
no one ever knifes me. I'm not doing dog tags.
See, I'm all for the fucking strategy guide. So while I check my feces for fiber, I can also read the strategy guide.
Okay. What is the Physical Warfare DLC pack?
One second and I will get it for you.
Great radio.
I know, right?
That's what Game's doing in England, I believe.
There's also a Battlefield 3 book called The Russian that's gonna be coming out, which is being written by British SAS soldier turned novelist Andy McNabb.
Andy McNabb?
Is there an audiobook?
Yeah. So the
Wait. His name is Andy McNabb?
Yes.
I'm not a sports guy, but I'm pretty sure that's a sports guy's name.
No, Donovan McNabb.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about Donovan McNabb and then his old boss, Andy.
Rooney?
Well, there's a coach, I guess.
Here's the Physical Warfare pack. It's the Type 88 light machine gun, the SKS sniper rifle flash suppressor, the DAO 12 semi-automatic shotgun.
It's gun stuff. Okay, I thought it was like something else.
And then flesh it ammo for the shotgun.
Flesh ammo.
flesh it. It's basically, are you familiar with what a flat gun is, like during World War II?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much that in shotgun.
I was just trying to make a dirty joke and say fleshlight ammo.
Yeah. Trying not to let that happen. So I think that's the – shut up, Jason. The Battlefield 3 news kind of came out besides the long-ass, pretty boring tank level that they showed during E3 that was way too long for a stage demo.
And the closed Battlefield alpha that's going on.
Well, that was going on. It's ended, and I didn't get a chance to play it.
Did it end?
I didn't know
it ended
yesterday. The first.
Oh, weird.
Yep, dumb. I'm the best, most important Battlefield Bad Company 2 player in the world, and they didn't even send me a beta or an alpha invite.
I know, because you
You know, you had to update your EA account to be able to get that. You had to verify your email and fill out all the information. Well, at least that's what I did.
I don't remember what I did to get an invite. I got an invite.
I just asked on Twitter, and someone was like, oh, I'm not using mine. And I was like, oh.
Well, I had a friend give me his, and then I didn't get a chance to play it. So, well,
isn't it great to be young and popular, Alex?
Yeah, and winning stuff on Twitter, that's...
Shut up. Shut up. Moving on.
So,
the 3DS has a price drop. Let's talk about that, guys.
We don't care. Really, we don't.
I don't know.
The multiplayer sucks.
This is what I got to say about the price drop.
Like,
that's a horrible
I don't care because I already own my 3DS.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry, but if you didn't think this fucking price drop was going to happen, I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody expected this big of a price drop to happen so soon.
Well, this early, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think people expected it maybe to drop down to 200, but 170.
Yeah. No.
Was too much to begin with.
Okay, with the PS Vitamin, whatever it's called, coming out. I mean, how could you not? They're like, I mean, $107 is sweet fucking. Yeah, I know, right? And, I mean, with the new PlayStation Portable coming out, you know.
The PlayStation Preparation H.
Yeah, shove it up your ass, get an enema, take care of your hemorrhoids.
Okay, moving on, Jason.
Well, anyway, so if you didn't see this one coming, then I mean, that's how the DS killed the PSP, basically, in sales. I mean, $180 or $170 is a sweet price point. And now I might even think about buying it.
It's just
Christmas.
I still don't, because there's still not any games out for it that didn't, like, remotely make me want to pay that much money for it.
Just
like PS3? What'd you say?
Just like the PS3? There's still no games for it?
Yeah. I mean, there are some that I'd love to play, but...
There totally are, Matt. Go play Uncharted.
The 3DS...
You know, Limbo just came out for the PS3.
Can you boot him?
Oh, so it's dropping to 170. So, what other news? Anything?
Thundercats.
Oh, that was great.
Care about.
Yeah, dude, you weren't even born yet when that shit was fucking first aired.
When did it air?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I watched that and I took
it. I watched it too.
It was pretty good, actually.
They showed the whole run when I was young, and I watched that like 8 times a day. Watched an entire season a day.
Yeah, it was
saturation, but...
Snarf.
Okay.
Snarf.
Okay, so Thundercats, a new one came out. I'm assuming some new series.
Yeah, reboot. It's like anime style, but it doesn't suck.
Okay.
The original is good.
What's it airing?
It was great. Cartoon Network.
Oh.
Fridays at 9:30.
Okay.
Also watch the regular show and Adventure Time, because those are also fucking hilarious.
I bet they are.
No, they are, actually.
I've only seen the original YouTube stuff for Adventure Time before it was actually a show.
That's great, but Adventure Time is still pretty damn funny.
Yeah. Is there any other gaming news that we care about? So Diablo 3 beta stuff came out, and frankly, I'm not going to talk about it.
Yep, neither am I, because I already know I'm going to buy that shit.
Yeah, so. Me too. But, well, when it gets close, when the beta and stuff like that comes out, we'll actually talk about it.
Well, maybe, if I have a PC that I can run it by then.
Well, yeah, probably.
I will see plenty of time, because it probably won't come up for another 3 more years.
They're saying the end of this year, by the end of 20... I don't remember what year. Maybe the end of next year?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Is it? I don't know. End of this year, end of next year? There's something with December involved, and a year. beginning with 201.
That covers their ass, I think. It's like, oh, it's 201X. It could be one, it could be two, it could be three.
It's coming out 2019. You heard it first.
No, it'll come out. It'll come out after fucking, you know, the end of the world. So,
and you know what time it is?
Avenger time.
It's question time.
Matt, why do you fucking suck?
I don't know if we have any other questions besides these two emails that people were nice enough to send us, which if you want to send us an email, it is podcast@teamjoyonline.com.
And if you want to send us complaints, send them to sweeney@podcast.com.
And if you want to show me...
Sweeney has that domain.
If you want to tell me how full...
I don't own that domain, so...
If you want to tell me how...
That email.
Shut up. Sweeney@teamjoyonline.com, I mean...
I don't own that one either.
If you want to send complaints and email complaints and other things, send them to me at jason@teamjoyonline.
Or you can also send them to limbo.
Seriously?
We do have the Twitter account as well, @teamjoyonline. You can send us questions on there. We normally record on Tuesdays.
Sometimes.
Late at night. So you should send us your questions whenever you have them, and we'll try and to read them.
We also have a website.
Which is never updated. So
yeah. Thanks, John Perry.
Yeah.
I can blame him for that one. He's a stingy bastard.
It's okay.
Yeah, blame him because he's not here.
Yep. That's how we roll, Alex. We can all blame and talk shit about each other when we're not even around. So.
Oh. Okay, so our first email is from our wonderful Scott Gregg. And he says, evening, chaps. What does...
Oh, Scott Gregg. You mean Greg Watt?
I said...
What? Yeah,
you
read
said
his,
Scott.
Read his
you said
our favorite Scott, Gregg.
Yeah, I know. Scott Gregg. We have Scott Biggs and Doug Scott. It could be...
You're a robot. Stop.
Auto-tune.
Our Scottish branch of Team Joy Online, which would be Greg, asks us, what is your family unit, friends, coworkers, or significant other, in Doug's case, his mom, think of your interest in gaming, including the podcast and the massive interval of fame? So, Jason, you have a family.
Yeah, what about them?
What does your family think of your interest in gaming?
Well, okay, what are you talking about? My wife and kids, or the whole family in general?
Well, we'll do wife and kids.
Okay, my wife thinks gaming is fucking a kid's thing yet, because she is of that mentality of that, you know, video games are toys, and it's a waste of time and a waste of money. But I don't care. That's why I love her, because we do not share that same interest. So, I like that about her. My oldest daughter, she digs the gaming. I mean, we play Super Mario, we play Wii and all that stuff, but she doesn't have that much of an interest in it once in a while. I mean, she does like playing Street Fighter, though. So.
How old is your daughter?
6.
I would recommend that she plays Limbo.
I recommend that you shut the fuck up.
So... What about your friends and coworkers?
Well, I don't give a shit. Well, my friends all know. Well, I've been the fucking big video game fan and everything, and all my friends play video games. The coworkers, they know I'm a fucking video game nerd, and I could give shit less that they think I am of it. So.
I'm not sure that made any sense.
No, I said that. I'm really tired, dude. I got no sleep last night.
It's cool. It's 11:30 here anyways. So, Sweeney, your wife, she was at PAX East, though, wasn't she?
Sweeney, I swear to God, if you fucking say Limbo, I'm just going
to... You just said it, so I don't need
food him. Okay, good. So just go on and answer this stupid question.
Would you say
I mean, she doesn't mind me playing as long as I don't, let it control me
You know, like if she, if we need to do something or we had something planned and I'm over there playing a game and completely forget about it, she gets upset. But, you know, as long as I play and don't do it 24/7, you know, she's all for it. I mean, she plays some games. She plays Sims and whatnot, but.
And Mortal Kombat.
She tries to play some Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, she's cool.
So,
but my wife is the same way. As long as it's all, like, control. I mean, I don't play and do this podcast until after she goes to bed and everything.
Sweetie,
so I'm like,
sorry, Jason.
Yeah, so like I don't put my family second ahead of the video games and everything. Not like how you hear about people like playing World of Warcraft for like 24 hours a day, and they get gross looking and get divorced because they can't fucking put important things in front.
Or those people who sold their kids for more video game money. last week.
Well, sir.
They sold the first one and then realized that they could sell the other two and get as much money, so they just kept on selling them.
You know, while you're still young there, Alex, you can fire off some knuckle children and put it in a cup. Then you can get about $50 for it.
Jason can't get a vasectomy.
Say if you don't know. Playing a game, or even when I'm not playing a game, you know, if I'm laying in bed and I'm dreaming, and I have a dream inside a dream, and I fall into limbo, I was gonna ask
if your wife, like her carrying of your interest in gaming, was in limbo.
I couldn't think.
All y'all.
I couldn't say something without laughing.
So, do you guys have anything to add to that first part of the question? Those of you that aren't part of the family?
My family's pretty cool with it. My dad actually came to E3 with me.
That's because you needed a guardian because you're such a baby. Nope.
Yeah, and you had to have a leash because you're like, he's like, "Now calm down, son." You had a fucking leash yet or anything? You're a drone like a fucking maniac.
I don't want you wandering too far during your interviews.
We are all worried about PAX East when Jason comes because the helper, the nurse, whatever you call them, that has to accompany him, push his wheelchair around, might get cramp our style somewhat.
Hello, nurse.
Okay. So, let's put it this way. What's going to happen is I'm going to have a boner.
No, we're not.
Moving on. What was the second question?
My family generally doesn't care too much, except for when I kind of forget to do other things, which happens occasionally. But he also asked us, due to the negative and plainly wrong stereotype of being a gamer by certain folk and media, is it something that you have ever hidden from anyone?
Nope. Why should you hide what you like from people? I mean, there's people that fucking call the most inane shit, and they call us nerds. I mean, look at fucking people that listen, like, watch sports, and like, they're like, "Oh, you're fucking nerd, you play video games?" Like, wow, I'm not the one that's painting myself up like a dumbass and going outside and fucking watch a football game where it's fucking 20 degrees and it's snowing, and you're calling me a fucking nerd?
All right, Jason, we got it.
Yeah.
I won't say I've hidden it, but I haven't, like, I don't bring it up all the time necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, if people ask what I like to do, I might mention it, but I don't like to come across as saying, "Oh, all I do is sit around and play games," because that's not me. I only do it when I'm really bored.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm...
Or not wanting to write a paper.
Yeah.
See, that's why you spread in your horizons.
So, what about you? Anyone else want to add anything to Greg's wonderful question?
I don't know. He wins the questions.
Okay. Well, his gamer tag is MagicMarker78, and he is our resident Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, spam him with requests telling him how much he sucks. Like,
if you want to play with us, you have to send Greg a message first asking his permission.
Especially if you want to play Limbo with us.
Yeah. But don't mention that we told you about this, and you have to ask him a random question that we will determine at the end of the show.
And also, you use proper grammar and don't have hateful words or like hate speech as your gamer tag.
Yeah, as funny as it may be,
we don't like.
You know who you are.
Something about a certain religious
person
and their money.
We have one more email from Jacob, who his email is from the UK. So apparently all of our fans are British.
Nice. Multicultural.
So this
is all your fish and chips.
Please. That's because America's embarrassed.
So this is actually a pretty good question. He asks, what are some good games to play without sound? I have recently been playing Miss Explosion Man and can't stand her dialogue.
Yep.
So instead I listen to the Joycast whilst playing and still have a good experience. Are there any other games that can be played on an enjoyable level without sound?
Yaris?
I like playing Grand Theft Auto and like turning off the radio and just driving around in a wrecking ship while listening to podcasts.
Oh, see,
I did that with Call of Duty. But Call of Duty.
Any open world game where you can kind of turn off your mind and like turn off the dialogue and just blow up shit.
Yeah, I do that in Halo.
Dynasty Warriors games, they can dialogue.
If I recall, worth listening.
Sweeney.
I actually do it with Dirt a lot and driving games because I find that's something you don't really need to pay attention to at all.
The Limbo joke, it's getting kind of old.
Just like Jason.
So are you.
Oh, slam and dunk.
But time doesn't really move in Limbo.
Can we end it? Time doesn't end in this podcast.
I can't think of any other games that I really would play. Like, I play all just listening to music or something like that.
Madden.
Sports games.
Games are pretty good. And, like, I think...
Full House Poker.
Your generic shooters. Yeah. Like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that.
You mean ones where you don't have surround sound with you hearing bullets fly behind you?
The audio already kind of sucks sometimes.
Section 8.
And you notice you didn't say Battlefield because Battlefield's actually worth listening
to. Well, you need to with Battlefield. Like, there's so much that's actually directionally necessary to hear.
Hey, guys, let's suck Battlefield's dick even more next week.
Oh, dude, I'm really fucking deep-throating it.
He wants Battlefield on his front porch.
Sometimes I'll listen to... I'll listen to music while playing TF2. Sometimes, like if I'm not on Skype with you guys.
But it's not about listening to me, it's about listening to a podcast.
No, he just says he listens to he listened to the podcast, but is saying that he can play on an enjoyable level without sound. Okay. Which really, we kind of... We're saying alternative sounds, not something that you can just put on mute and not even worry about it at all.
I think he was really just trying to suck up to us by saying that he listens. He just wanted to get his question answered.
That too. Well, we only got two, so it's not like we had a lot to choose from.
I'm sure this podcast also sounds better if you turn down the volume and listen to music.
Just let it play. Just download it. You don't even have to listen to it. Just subscribe and download and tell everybody that you know to download it.
And go on to iTunes and rate us.
Yeah. So thank you to Greg and Jacob for sending us those emails. And if you want to send us an email, it's podcast@teamjoyonline.com or our Twitter is @teamjoyonline. So definitely send us questions. We need questions because our ramblings are not always enough.
I mean, we can only talk about Jason's balls so much.
And Limbo.
Oh, fuck you, Ben.
you know the Picard face palm?
Yeah.
Is anyone else hearing crickets right now?
That was so perfect.
Anyone know the Picard face palm?
You're an asshole for sending us that email. That says front porch.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of episode 10.
I feel like you probably got really excited when you saw it, though.
I'm pretty sure this is
decided to send myself an email to remind myself about something. And I see it light up saying that I got mail, and I get super excited.
You're all confused.
Yeah.
I am quite positive this is actually episode 9, though.
It's not.
You're wrong.
We didn't record last week.
Shut up. I looked up the RSS feed. That's episode 10. Thank you for listening to us. Jason, where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet? Where else? No, okay. It's on Twitter, Jason_Samsel. And then on Facebook, just same fucking thing, I guess.
Are you really giving out your Facebook? Like admitting to having a Facebook?
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm 142 years old. Of course I am.
He has to keep up with his grandkids.
I mean, I listen to the radio for all my entertainment. I don't know what these video games are you motherfuckers are talking about. But for Xbox...
I love these crickets.
Infrared Chimera, One Word, and Same on PSN.
Alex?
Oh, yes.
Where can our wonderful listeners find you? I'm going to punt you, Sweeney. I'm going to punt you hard.
Cunt punt?
No, just punt.
It's an abbreviation for it. You can find me on Twitter at Alex Rubens. It's like a sandwich, but without the E in there. Just R-U-B-E-N-S. I'm not going to give out my Facebook, but it's probably not too hard to find. Just search Alex Rubens anywhere, because that's all I ever use for my tag. Which probably isn't too smart when I decide to grief people on Team Fortress, but...
You can... I mean,
hey, I found you on Facebook.
Not that hard. You know. See?
Just the funny thing is, in like 5 minutes, I'm going to get really excited when I see I have a friend request.
Oh, I'm not sending you a friend request.
Well, let me look at the Skype call. I'm going to send you a friend request now.
So, any other websites that.
Not at the moment. Maybe if I come back, I will be able to tell you next time.
Okay. Mr. My Internet Connection Sucks, Doug Scott, where can our listeners find you?
Okay, I hope I don't sound like a robot. You can find me on thriftynerd.com. You can find me on Twitter at the Schmill, Xbox Live Gamertag Schmill, and that's about it for right now.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
Written any reviews lately?
I wrote a review for Alice Madness Returns a couple weeks ago. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, I recall you not really liking that one.
Yeah.
So, Alex, apparently you are located in the Netherlands and work as an artist.
Oh, yeah, there's that guy. There's like three Alex Rubens, and there's one in, I think it's Spain or Brazil. It's somewhere in South America. And whenever a new site comes around, we have a battle to see who can grab Alex Rubens first. Then he sends me all this hate mail when I get it first. It's really funny. He's apparently a free step dancer. I get Google alerts for him every day because he posts a video every day. I swear it's the same video.
Oh. That's pretty sweet. Sweeney?
Twitter at Sweeney Ben, Xbox Live, Disco Ball, two words. And that's about all she wrote, other than you can also find me in Limbo.
Who's she and who? What did she write?
Murder She Wrote.
I don't know or really care.
I don't.
So
whoa, Matt, what's up?
You can find me on Twitter at champion_Matt, on Xbox Live and Steam as +8, written out two words, yada yada. If you want to, actually, that's pretty much it. You can Google
me. Find him on Facebook.
You can Google me. Attempt to find me on Facebook.
Hey, everyone, add me on Google Plus. It's Alex Rubens or gplus.2. Yeah.
Add all of us on Google Plus because that would be pretty sweet.
And my MySpace profile is.
But
you can find me on Blippi if you want to know what songs I've been purchasing on iTunes lately.
You guys can check out my my other website, geocities.com/55438.
GeoCities is dead. You shut your horn.
You can find me on Napster.
So, again, Trita, if you guys want to play with us, just send us messages on Xbox Live.
Decent
grammar. I won't say proper because sometimes you're typing it out on Xbox, which let's
yeah, like commas and periods. We don't care about so much.
If you use ain't at all, I will slap you.
If you ever use the letter U for substitution of the word you, you're me.
Or R for R. Hey, there's nothing wrong with ain't.
Being
a Southern
Jew. That was your total perfect time to say there ain't nothing wrong with ain't.
Yeah, you missed a perfect opportunity there.
Now there is something wrong with it.
Yeah.
But just add it. Send us a message. If you send us a friend request or just send us a message saying, hey, invite me next time you guys play, we'll pass it around to make sure.
And if you think we're going to play Call of Duty, you're probably going to be wrong because none of us really play Call of Duty anymore.
Yeah,
we never have.
We play
Battlefield
and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and TF2.
And you don't know Jack.
Mortal Kombat.
That's what Matt plays.
Oh,
also plays Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
I don't really play Mortal Kombat. I just get my ass kicked by Dave.
It's only what I play this week. You can only send it to those for those three games.
Don't say it, Sweeney.
You can't send invites to Limbo.
Yeah. So, but thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 10.
Go to iTunes.
Yeah, review us.
Rate us.
5 stars only. If you send us 4... Jason will come to your house and shit on your porch.
And if you give us lower than 4, if you give us lower than 4, I'll make sure Ben Sweeney's on next week's episode.
He's only allowed to say one word, and that's Limbo.
You better pray the fucking guy didn't drink a lot of fucking vanilla porter before I come over, because you're gonna have a fucking wet mess all over your front porch.
What is he talking about?
Thank you guys for listening to this horrible episode. We hope it didn't put you in limbo.
If you have a cure for Alzheimer's, please let us know for Jason's sake.
Who the fuck are you people?
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Gonna take all the black guns and every away from you. Ain't nothing that a million C4 whores could ever do. Let's bring the pain down in America. While we're at it, let's tear them a new one up. Oh no, there's two.